However, in Pirkei Avoch Aleph, the Rambam says, "Im Amid Im Melech Ela Al Pi Bezn Shalshim Veachod." When Eisen Sanedrin Tano Lechol Shevet Dishevet Uchol Yoviyah Ela Al Pi Bezn Shalshim Veachod. When Donim Lo Yis Hashevet Yudach Kulei Velo Yis Mavya Shekia Velo Yis Kein Gadol Benim Foshes Elo Bezn Agadol. Avod Momi Shal Kein Gadol Bishleisho Vichei Ein Eisen Zoch Mamre Velo Yisin Ramedachas. ולמשכנס עשיתה אלו בזן הגודל ואם מסיפין על העיר לעזורס ולו אם מציעים למלחמת סרשוס ולמדיד עשה חולו אלו למדיד עשה חולו לגערוף אלו על פי בזן הגודל so the whole בזן הגודל has to be involved in And here, so, the Rambam,
but in the 21st,
it's Shanarabe. That is very difficult. Now he says,
why? Because
in Pirkei Avoch Aleph,
the whole Chalamei, has to be
mentioned
in the proof of Kadosh.
Hoch, shemitzo nekoha,
shemitzo
nekoha, shemitzo nekoha, shemitzo nekoha, shemitzo
nekoha,
shemitzo nekoha,
so the only Reconauts will be on the 17th.
So who does the Midi Day?
But he, without
the five
skating
from Beth
Nakot, will be on the 16th.
They are involved
so
in the Midi
Day.
And then he
then
says,
there will be
Acha,
the Kula Acha, the whole Chalameyed will be Vinego.
So is the skinim of Israel.
They say the same thing.
But once the whole Ridney is on
who
says
about
how many skeinim of Beis Nagod will handle the Midi?
Five.
So how can Rav say
that
is not five, but one of them says Arif,
Yom Tkuf HaGeimer,
but
one
the Midi is handled by all the
Gamer.
No.
So
the Arif is handled by skeinim of Beis Nagod, not the skeinim of Beis Nagod altogether. So it's very difficult.
It has to be.
Anyway, what does.
So if the Otto Mekonax is. Is on the 16th.
So it says, so now, the Berkes Mishne points out, when the Gemara, so according to the Radvaz,
so
when it says, Arif is a God of Hamisho, the Rambam means, the Etzem Arif, not with it,
without Tibur,
the Berkes Mishne says no,
but who,
because Teisus points out, that when it says, Arif is a God, so it doesn't mean Arif is a God. But he says, but it means Midi Day.
Let me sign.
Teisus points out,
the Mishne
says,
so Arif is a Goli, doesn't mean
Arif
means Midi Day, because Arif is done
by the business of Beis Yisrael.
So
Chadda, so the Mishne says, connection to Rambam, Chadda, so the Mishne says, Arif is a Goli, and the המישתי כי מנוגע מידע הכבון אלו המדידה
אחרי
כמו ששונים בפרק הברוף
וחמו מידי יעבור סויי
אמין נק לגרד
מי כוסב
נאו זה לכם משנה
מי כוסב so the more the maxness you that the Achirim also have reference to Tkufas Tishpe and they say they say that as long as
Bezden
is not
Achim Zagolea Lav Davka the barrifer or yeitzim or the best nishalei seir
kidom
u mishne perek laharuf
if we now see
him so but mashi oma harifer was leiva iyan harife shehi
but
without him so yeitzim chamishes keinim poshitu
chim
kos vateitzim verikam is a
herb
rabbeinu shikos avriyu amdide lo ikos avshom elo sheyeitzim yoshu zbezi vikam kos avshim chamisho hayeitzim vyoche vyoso so how does he reconcile the two apparently conflicting
armies will be
so he said as follows the Medina's
Achor
requires the shoes of the whole Beis
Nagod,
just as Mohammed's of shoes
so
requires the consent of Beis Nagod. In other words, Beis Nagod has to designate, has to decide which Hamish of Skeni
that only if without
will go out and be involved in the Medina.
But the Equinox will be on the
14th. So the whole Beis Nagod designates
so the Hamish of Skeni
who will be involved in the Medina. But how many Skeni Beis Nagod are involved in the Medina? Only five.
So that means that
so
the 15th,
even though the Hamish doesn't say it in so many words,
is to be attached. But is to be attributed to the outgoing of the Mishneh,
the Rambam.
So each day will be the first day in Tkufas Tishrei,
the 16th, like, the 16th.
Like,
but you still call a
because the call is from the Yaakov.
I mean,
so it's not only that the Bez Nagot has to give issues, and as it says,
the five Kenim, the whole Bez Nagot,
they have to be involved, that's a Medina, they have to go out to the Mokim, the Mokim where the hole is.
Should be the Kuv Chadosho.
So the Rambam doesn't pass like that.
Will be the Kuv Chadosho.
He passes like Rabbi Yehuda, not like a Rabbi
Yehuda.
But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. That it requires the issues of Bez Nagot, and the whole Bez Nagot has to decide which five skinim will be involved in the meeting. It's not just five skinim from the Bez Nagot. No, the Bez Nagot has to be done with the consent of the Bez Nagot. The Bez Nagot has to designate the five skinim that will go out and make the meeting. But he passes like the Rabbono. But the Machlek is between Rabbono and the Rabbono Yaakov. It's a question as to whether the whole Bez Nagot has to be involved in the Medina. So there he passes like Rabbi Yehuda that the whole Bez Nagot does not have to be involved in the Medina and only five skinim. But the Bez Nagot has to give Rishus and designate
the five. The significance
to designate the five skinim.
Because
all
up
right,
to here,
we'll here over another year.
So, Kupastishka was emphasized. Kupastishka was emphasized because of the Rosakos of Hagaosif Kupasashono. But Kupastishka was not even mentioned. But the Achiri mentioned Kupastishka. So, what's the Aloch of the Achiri? The Aloch of the Achiri means, according to Rashi's Pshat, that the vernal equinox, Kupastishka, that's the vernal equinox. The vernal equinox must take place within the Chidushi Shalivono. What's Chidushi Shalivono? Chidushi Shalivono is the Yudalit, the 14 days. Chidusha, because, in other words, the Livono, so when it appears at first, you know, in the Gavret of life.
And the Rambam, from the Rambam, and the Shachidish, it's Mashma,
you see the five,
the seven, so what the skenim that have to be done in Yibra Shono, so they must be skenim who are mismach by the Sanhedrin and Deilot. So in other words, there are two kinds of smiches. There is the smiche of becoming a somuch, and the smiche of becoming a Sanhedrin. The zogen mizikni sanhedrin,
so
the zikni oy, and that has a halishem in the gav. So in order to become the somuch, he has to be nismach mipisomuch. It requires shleisho, and the Rambam Shita is not all the shleisho have to be smuchim. Only one of the shleisho of the masmichim has to be somuch, and the other two don't have to be smuchim. But then there is the smiche of conferring the halishem. Shem Sanhedrin and the Gavre. That is affected by the Bez Nagot. So why Moshe Rabbeinu was Masbich Yeshua just by himself? So Yeshua became Somuch. He was Masbich Yeshim Skeini. So they became Smuchim. So they became Smuchim. But then, in order that they should have the Chalei Shem Sanhedrin, So the whole Bez Nagot has to be masmich. So Mimele, that means that Moshe Rabbeinu, after he was masmich Yeshua, he was masmich the Shivim Skeini. So then he was masmich each one. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Gabayim together with the Shivim Skeini were masmich each one, so that he would have a Chalei Shem. Sanhedrin. That's why the Rambam says that the smicha is mishpitiyish
al bizdinei shom Yeshua and bizdinei shom Moshe Rabbeinu within the 14 days of Chedesh Nisan. So it is on the 14th, the one was on the 14th. All right, we don't have to be another, but it is on the 15th. So it's already beyond the Chedesh Nisan. Then Bezna has to be another. This is our
Pirik, what Dalit Milchasan Heaven, our Bale, Echot Bez Nagot, Vechsan, and Mimshano, in the Gishol, the Ishom, Tzoy, Shi, Echot, Somuch, Mipia, Somuch. Somuch, Pia, Somuch. And Mish Rabbinu, Somuch, Yeshua, Biyad, Shem, Ra'is, Mav, Yodav, Tzavei, Bechin, Hashim, Maskin, and Mish Rabbinu, Somuch, Vishor, Salim, Shchino, Vishor, Salim, Shchino. ואיסו לסקיינים, סומכו לאחר, ואחרים לאחר, ונמצאו הסמוכים איש מפי איש, עד בז דיני של ישוע, ועד בזדיני של משה רבינו, so what did he say, ועד בזדיני של משה רבינו, עד משה רבינו, עד משה רבינו, and what did he say, ונמצאו הסמוכים איש מפי איש, עד ישוע, עד משה רבינו, what did he say, עד בזדיני של ישוע, ועד בזדיני של משה רבינו, but the Rambam, you know, on the surface it appears that there is a stillness from the beginning of the Rambam, Halacha Aleph, and the Seife, because first he says, Umesh Rabbeinu Somach Yeshua Miyalad, Shema Yisrael 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 So it's only necessary that he should be Somach Biya Somach, not Mipi Bez Nagod. And Ligabi Mish Rabbeinu says, Mish Rabbeinu Somach Yeshua Biya, V'chin Shiveskini Mish Rabbeinu Somach. And he doesn't say that Mish Rabbeinu Somach. But then he says, "Veisen askenim, som cholachirim v'achirim v'achirim nimtzas muchim ish pish ad bizdine shel Yeshua, not ad Yeshua, but ad bizdine shel Yeshua, ve'ad bizdine shel Yeshua." The answer is there are two smiches. One smiche is the smiche whereby one became a song. And the other smiche is the smiche of acquiring Yechali Shem Sanhedrin.
Instead of adding the whole
month. Zikni Sanhedrin, Zikni Yoido.
That's the Gemara.
Zikni Yoido. So in order to become Zikni Yoido, so he must be Nismach. He must be Nismach. By the Beznagodu, and that's mentioned in the Rambam in Kizachedish, Ligabi the five and the seven skeini, who have to be Na'ave Lashono, that they have to be skeini more Nismach by Sanhedrin Deo. So Memele, now Meisha Rabbeinu himself had a din of Beznagodu. Had the din of Sanhedrin Deilo. Meishim became Shimu Hadkoi. So that's only now we raise a question. So why does the Rambam say in Hilchas Melachim that Melech has to be Nismaneh or be Bez Nagodu? Kmo Yeshua. Yeshua was in Melech. So he was Nismaneh by Meishu Bizdinei. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu need the Bizdinei? The answer is there are two halachas. First of all, there is a halacha of Bez Nagodu, of Bez Nizigu as a unit.
So Rashi has the kasha.
And then there is a halacha of Halishem in each zogun of the Sanhedrin. Zikne Yoreidu. So there is a Halishem. There is a special status in each member of Bez Nagodu. He has a Halishem Sanhedrin of Skam Leido. But in all the same people, there is more of a Chalishem, more of a status in the Chalishem and the Gavre. But besides the Chalishem and the Gavre of each member of Bez Nagodu, and besides the Chalishem of the Gavre of all the Ziknei Sanhedrin, of all the Ein Aleph, there is a Din of Bez Nagodu as a group, as a unit. So when we say Meisha Rabbeinu, now, Israel is Shirin Yish, Umeisha Rabbeinu. So on one hand, Moshe became Shirin Bechatkoi. On the other hand, is Meisha Rabbeinu. Meisha is the Nossi of the Sanhedrin. How can we reconcile the two? So the answer is, there are two halachas. First of all, there are certain authorities and prerogatives that are vested. That are vested in the Gavre of Bez Nagodu. There are certain prerogatives that are vested in five Gavres of Bez Nagodu. Let's say in Kadidas Eglachad, and there are certain prerogatives that are vested in all the Gavres of Bez Nagodu, according to Rabbi Yashai. So it requires, Mejidas Eglachad requires all the Ein Aleph Skeini. But that is not the authority and the prerogative that is vested in the Bez Nagodu as a unit, as a group, as a body. Because when the Bez Nagodu walks out of the Lishkas HaGozis, so he does not have, I mean certainly according to Rambam, he does not have any authorities that are vested in the Bez Nagodu as a group, as a group, only when it sits in the Lishkas HaGozis, but if it moves out of the Lishkas HaGozis, even if it walks out for a moment of the Lishkas HaGozis, so he does not have the Chalitz Din, Bez Nagodu as a person, as a group, as a body, as a unit. So how is Rabbi Yaakov? Rabbi Yaakov says, that he is a good group, and why is always the Bez Nagodu? But
When they are leading, they are not in the synagogue, they are somewhere else.
So that
they don't have a chaliz dim beznagod according to Rambam. The answer is they don't have a chaliz dim beznagod as a group, but the 71 have a chaliz shem. Chaliz shem zikne sanhedrin, zikne oedo. Zikne oedo.
So
Medina Egwafe doesn't require the Bezdin as a group, it requires the Gavres of the Beznagod, the Zikne Oedo, that they have even when they walk out of the Lishke
Zagod.
So when Shevikim Shim Chatkoye, so Rashi and Ramah, they all say, they all explain it on the basis, because Moshe, he is the source of the special status of all Beznagods, of all the Deiris, of all the Deiris. So if it is something that if it is an authority, a prerogative that is vested in the Gavres of Beznagod, so Moshe by himself has the same status as all the Ziknei Sanhedrin, not only the same status, more of a status, because the status of all the Beznagod of all the day
rights.
So is divine from Moshe Rabbeinu. But then there are certain authorities and prerogatives that are vested not in the
Gavres,
but in the Bezen of the, as a group, as a unit.
Will not fall.
So that's on Moshe Rabbeinu.
So
Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have it.
That
so
Adu is the
Minu Melech is the Aloche, then the best the Nagodl as a group, as a best, has to be Mimane the Melech B'tchilot. So
maybe
Meshe Rabbeinu. So together with the best, he had to be Mimane Yeshua. But Mididas, but Misifin Aliyah
Azores,
so that's not the Aloche. Now, Misifin Aliyah Azores, so we learn our formation. Because Cholash and Maro have established Mishu as Tadus Kokil of Chetaz. So Mishu was a Melech, Mishu was an Ovi, and Mishu had been given Shivim Chat Kohe. So that's not a prerogative that is vested in the business, the group as a unit, but it's vested in the special status of the scaling of Beznagod and the Gavres. So Moshe had that status and more of his status than Ein Aleph Skeinim.
Why does the Achirim say that?
So Moshe Rabbeinu by himself could be made Sif Aliyah Lazores. It didn't require that the Shivim Skeinim should join him. But the Gavi Minu Melech, it's a Aloche,
the Bezn as a group, the Bezn HaGodol as a group, as a Bezn, as a unit sitting
so
together,
that
as a unit, as a body,
without being
so
out
that body has to be Malik the Melech. So Meile and Moshe Rabbeinu together with his best had to be Malik Yeshua. Had to be Malik Yeshua. So in the smiche,
Vern Lequinax
of confirmed whereby the Halishem and
the 15th Sanhedrin was confirmed, so the Beznagod as a Bezn had to be Masmich more in order that he should acquire a Halishem Sanhedrin. So that's why the Rambam says
ונמצא שם כמיש מפיש, עד בזדיני של ישוע ועד בזדיני של מישר הבית. ועד בזדיני של מישר הבית. Now, then there is a Rambam in פרק דלת מיוחד סנהדרין, הלוך ידע. הרי שלא היו בארץ ישראל, אלו סיימך אחות, מישיב שניים מצידי, וסיימך שיבים כאחות, אוי זה החזה, והכך, יעושה הוא והשיבים בזנגורו וישמחו בו תדינים
אחרים.
If there is one same man, so Mele, first of all, he can confer the Halishem someone and also some is Masmir by himself. And he has to be Meshiv Shnayim Mitzidei. And then,
so
once he was Masmich 70, so there is a group of
Bezin. So even if he will be Masmir on there, And, so that means that once he's Masvir 70, so that 71, that group of 71, acquires the Halin Shem Bez Nagot. That's all that he's needed. But then the Rambam says, so that becomes a so in other words, so so that means that then the Bez Nagod would be able to confer the Halishim Sanhedrin. So and others too. So it's not only
the Machidim doesn't mean only Sanhedrin.
But if the it means people confirming the Halil Shem.
No,
Sanhedrin Deilo Ziknei Deilo Eido.
So
Deilo Eido Ziknei Ziknei Eido.
So the word Ekuna.
So without any also the Bez Nagod will confer the Halil Shem.
So the word
the Halil Shem will be
so and the Sanhedrin
when the Bez Nagod will be Masvich. So from that was Rambam it's mashma. From that was Rambam it's mashma. Since the Rambam says we is mechubot yedine machirim, so it's mashma that even the Chalal Shem Sanhedrin Kano, that is how on the Gagre, is also done by, is also done by Bez Nagod. Because Rosh Rambam is we is mechubot yedine machirim. He doesn't say we imanet bot yedine machirim. He says, so it's mashma that the Halishem Gama, Halishem Sanhedrin Ktano, that is how in the Gavne, is also done by who? By Smiche. Smiche by who? By Bez Nagod. Smiche by Bez Nagod. I mean, I mentioned the name of my father, that it could be that Halishem Sanhedrin Ktano is how by being Masmechim B'chol HaTelekot. But why the Rosh Rambam it's mashma that that in order to acquire the Halishem Sanhedrin Ktano, in order because just as in Bez Nagod, so there is the aloches, there are certain aloches that are vested, there are certain aloches that are vested in the Bez Nezi group.
So the question is
that takes effect. If 71 Mismochim sit down together, so they have a Halishem Bez Nagod. Nothing else is
left.
In order to constitute a Bez Nagod, so all that is needed is that the 71 should sit together as a group. So maybe they have a Halishem Bez Nagod, but then there is a Halishem Zokun B'Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Deilo in the Gaon. So that is affected how? By Bez Nagod. As the group confirming smiche upon each zokei no kesanhedrin. So then he acquires the Halishem Sanhedrin.
I mean,
the
same,
it appears from that portion of Rambam.
So the, I mean, the
you could say that when the Rambam says the yismach about the dinam achirim, he means is what achirim. In other words, bimimale sanhedrois.
Now,
sanhedrin tano.
So
because
Bez
Nagod will be mani. Sanhedrin tano will be Bez Nagod. So this is what the Rambam says, V'yismichu. But the Losh Meir, the Rambam means, V'yismichu batidin acherim. So it's an ear of smich. So it's mashma from that Rambam, that the Halishem Sanhedrin Ktano is also confirmed by the skenim of the Sanhedrin Ktano by the Bez Nagod.
Because
so in order to constitute the Bez Nagod, because that is needed, is that there should be 71 smuchim sitting together as a group. So maybe they have a din of Bez Nagod. We got all the aloches, we got all the thousands and prerogatives that are vested in Bez Nagod as a group.
So the first Kashi,
but then, in order that each Zokin of the Sanhedrin should have a Halishim Sanhedrin, the Gabi Midiras Akrahufe, where we require three or five,
so what's the Aloche?
The Gabi Kiddushu Yabazores, where we require the Gavres of Bez Nagod, not the Bez Nagod as a group, as a body, as a unit, but the Gavres, the special status of Sanhedrin Deilo.
Why do
so that has that so this special status is conferred by the whole Bez Nagod.
Will occur.
By 71 smuchim sitting together as a group, as a unit.
That should occur.
So they confer the special status upon Ziknei Sanhedrin Deilo and the special status of the Ziknei Sanhedrin Tano.
So
Sanhedrin is not
So the Berlin Kunach
in accordance with what I heard from my father.
So
my father wasn't sure. So he said, I heard from father, he said, maybe the special status in the Chalishim in Gavus Adetano is also done. So he's also affected by the Besnagot. But maybe, as far as the special status of Sanhedrin Ktanu is concerned, the Chalishem and the Gavre, that is affected simply by becoming Muslim Arachot Rewai. My father wasn't sure.
So from that question of Rambam, when he says, V'yismuch bat Acherim, he doesn't say just V'yirmanu bat Acherim, but V'yismuch bat Acherim. So it means that the Besnagot is not the only Mimalek. The Sanhedrin Ktano,
that it should have a deal of Sanhedrin Ktano, but they give Smiche, and they confer the Halishem Sanhedrin Ktano, and the Gavres of the Sanhedrin Ktano.
Because when the Rambam says, V'yismuch bat Acherim, what does it mean? Which one did any Acherim? But it's not only the Sanhedrin, it's not only that they are Masmich. Once the Besnagot is constituted,
so it's not only that they are Masmich, the Botidin Machirim, but also the Skenim, the members of the Besnagot, too. So in order to have a Chalishem Besnagot as a body, as a group, so it's not even necessary that each Gavre should have a Chalishem Sanhedrin.
The Berlin Kunach will be on the 14th.
No, in other words, the 71 smuchim, so they sit together, they have the din of Besnagot as a group. Even to the each zokain of that group does not have the special status of Sanhedrin. But in order that each zokain should have the special status of the Sanhedrin, of Sanhedrin Deilo, then the whole group has to be mastered. So when the Rambam says, so it doesn't mean only Botidin Machim, Sanhedrin Ktano, but it also means the Besnagot too, the Sanhedrin Deilo too. But it mentions that it is the Besnagot who confers this, not only the Mimad of the Botidin Machim,
and the four
but it confers the special status upon each member of the Sanhedrin Ktano. And of course, upon each member of the Sanhedrin Deilo as well.
And give a game here, so the 14th of Nisan will be attached.
All right,
to
now.
The Tkufas Teves. So the next day will be the first day in Tkufas Nisan.
Now, what is the Nafkemine Ligabe?
So the Tkufas
what's the Nafkemine Ligabe Sanhedrin Ktano? The special setting of Sanhedrin Ktano.
So, in other words, the parenting of Sanhedrin Ktano as a group, as a
Besnagot.
So, there is one authority that is vested in that 23 smuchim. In 23 smuchim as a group, that is the keach to be done. Then the foshes. Three smuchim as a group cannot be done. Then the foshes. They can be done malkes, but they cannot be done. Then the foshes. But in order to have the keach, they have to be done in foshes. So there must be 23 smuchim as a group. But what is haloches are vested in the gavre of Sanhedrin. Now, there is one thing,
the Rambam Shitti is, that the Zok Mamre has to be a Chocham Mufle, a Sommel B'Sanhedrin. He doesn't say Sommel B'Sanhedrin, he says Sommel B'Sanhedrin. The Rambam says Niches Mamre. So that means even if it's a Sommel B'Sanhedrin Tano, so he also can become a Zok Mamre. But he has to be Sommel B'Sanhedrin, not Stam Sommel. But Sanhedrin, it has to be some of Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, So apparently the Rambam explains what does it mean, Mufleh Shebibes.
All right, but not Stam Somu. But some of Sanhedrin, he has to have the special status of a Sanhedrin. So not after the special status of a Sanhedrin Deilo, even of a Sanhedrin Tano. Because in the Rambam Shitta had been that only one who is a Zokmi Sanhedrin Deilo can become a Zokmi Mamre. So then he should say some of Sanhedrin Deilo, and he doesn't say some of Sanhedrin Deilo. He just says some of Sanhedrin.
So it's Adoloya Bichlal. So the 16th, the Zion is not Bichlal. But the 15th is certainly Bichlal. So that means that you can be revoking the Birkas HaLevono up to the 15th inclusive. And the Aloha is Atkedusha Sholevono, a producer shall have up. So we may lay. So how can Rashi say that Achir say that the vernal equinox has to be Bechim Shalvono, so maybe the vernal equinox has to occur on the 14th. But if it occurs on the 15th, so you're not Mehava the Shono because we have an 18th. So we can manipulate that the vernal equinox should be on the 14th.
Yeah.
But
the Rambam is a Yimon of Hasmanu.
So it will not be.
So it will not be. He says, "Mishen Milov Yerushal Pei Zokmanu."
Why not? But Chizuk
Shalom Chalav Pikos. Then he managed to discuss the Yimon of Hasmanu. But then Nalochadalad says, "Avol Zokmanu Rom Vateiro." He's not now here. Who Chochom Echad Mechach Me Yisrael? She Yesh Biyod Ekabol. Vidonu Meiro Vidonu Teiro Kmi Sheyodenu Biyero Kol Chach Me Yisrael. שבוס לא מחליק את דין הדינים בז נגוד, לחוץ על עבריהם, לחולק עליהם, והירו לעשי שלו יקרוסון, גוזר עליהם תירומי, גוזר עליהם תירומיסו, מספר יש לחלק רבו, אבל פי שהוא דון והם דון, הוא קיבל והם קיבלו, הרי התיר חולק ומקובד, נבוא עושה בז נים חלקלים, אני חייל עם ישדיר מחליק על ישראל. Then he says, אין זה הלכה, אין זוק מאמר חי, he says, עד שיחוכו, שהגיע לרואה, סומו מסלם. So it is obvious that just Somoch is not enough. Because if just Somoch is enough, you wouldn't say Somoch is Sanhedrin. You would say Somoch. He says Somoch is Sanhedrin. And he doesn't say Somoch is Sanhedrin. They are. So that means even if it's Somoch is Sanhedrin, you would come. So there is a special,
but then the
Chalishen, special status. In the summer of Sanhedrin, there is a special status in the summer of Sanhedrin. We see Gabi Barufo. So, and the Gabi Brashono. And there is a special status in Somuch Bisanedan Ktav. So it's much more. This I heard from my father that insofar as. See, so he said that as a pshitas, that in order to acquire the Chalishen Gavre of Somuch Bisanedan Ktav, so he must be Ismach to Beznagor. And that's mentioned explicitly in the Chalikiv Shachedish. But in order to acquire the Shem Somuch, the Chalishen Gavre, so either so by being Nismach Lehir, that itself gives you that Chalishen, or that too has to be acquired by getting Smicha from the Beznagot. In other words, if Beznagot appoints him as a Sanhedrin Ktav. As the Zokin of Sanhedrin Ktav, as Somuch Bisanhedrin Ktav. So then he acquires that Chalishen. And from the Rosh Narambam, in the Sanhedrin, we call it Dalet, Halochi Dalet, where he says, V'akach Yotze Huba Ashim in Beznagodu. So that means, and then, so that Beznagodu confers the special status of Beznagodu, of Sanhedrin Ktav upon each one of them, and not only that, but the Yisroh Batidin Machir. They confer the Chalishem Sanhedrin Ktav also the Beznagodu.
Now 15 is less.
So it could be that when he says Yismuch Bodidim Achim, it means the Aloche of a Yimman Sanhedrin Ktano and the Choli Yavir and Chol Shevet V'Shevet Elo Alpi Bezen Shalain Aleph. That's what he means. So why does he say Yismuch Bodidim Achim? He should say Yimman Bodidim Achim. Why did he say Yismuch Bodidim Achim? In other words, it's near Smicha of giving a special status.
So
in each member of the Bodidim Achim of the Sanhedrin Ktano.
9 p.m. Mitzvah Shabbat.
Oh, yes.
Up to 9 p.m. Sunday night. Don't get me
first. All right. So we should say V'Yimanu. Bodidim Achim. That means that they have to get smicha.
Not.
But you use the lotion V'Yismich.
I mean, it's not both. 15 misled. Even though the lotion Agmori at the time.
All right.
So it's Adli Adichal.
Now.
But the swore is certainly Adichal. So the Rambam says that the shita of the Maharil. So he says
there is another. So what has given it of that is ligabe one halacha one of
now that is vested in the Chalishem Gavros and then Tanoch. This ligabe is okmam.
There is another. But that is negiyah only the Rabbonos.
I mentioned the
half of it.
We got in the aloche
of
Shono is on Shabbos.
14 is left.
So we mokim she is best.
14 half.
Mokim she
is
best. So even we have Rosh Hashanah. According to many of the Shani, according to some of the Shani, we only best Nagot. According to other Shani, we even Sanel and Tan. According to other Shani, even best Smuchin. And according to Rabalfes, even not Smuchin. God, I do best Smuchin. So over there too we have that, let's say, even after the Chol. So after the Chol, it did not have any authorities and prerogatives that were vested in the 23 Sanhedrin as a group, because the only prerogative that is vested in the 23 Sanhedrin as a group is the Keach to be done in the Foshes. And Lachachom, they couldn't be done in the Foshes. But they could blow the show for if Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos. So that's also totally the Hal Shem Gav, the special status of the
Sanhedrin.
But that's not only the Rabbah. It's not the Rabbah, the Gav and the Reis. So something that is totally the special status of Sanhedrin. And it's the Gav and the Reis. So I know only one Allah.
I mean, the Gav is of Mam.
According to the Rambam, because the Gemara says, Lila Nachnoki, Muflesh in the Besen, and the Rambam, according to the Rambam, what is Muflesh in the Besen? Not an ordinary song. Muflesh in the Besen means he must be some of Sanhedrin.
So,
not after Sanhedrin, even Sanhedrin.
And Yutchesh.
From away now we have to the Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Beis.
Was 9 p.m., because many times, I mean, the mail is at 9 p.m.
There is life on the bottom of the
at 9 p.m.
Omalei Rabache Breed Rovel Rabache B'yode Mame Samchlei. Omalei Samchlei B'shmo. Kolei Rabbi V'yoavelei Rishusel Imeidan B'nechnos. So that the Seder was that when Bezdin was Masmich, when the Seimich was Masmich, and he slept. So how was the Smiche, what was the Smiche assumed?
So in other words, he says,
the Masmich said to the Nismech, Rabbi
Akalokim,
V'yavel in Rishus Lodin Dinikrosis. V'yesh Lachol Rishus Lodin Dinikrosis.
So that's the Lashon HaRambam also. The Rambam says,
and half of 12 hours, 6 hours, so that means 18 hours. And 18 hours as of the Melech. So if the Melech was Mitzoy Shabbat 9 p.m., so
then 2
weeks later,
9 p.m., that was only
our
Yeshua.
So then,
but in Smicha Deiris, there is no Aloche of Smicha B'yad.
So that means,
Eloshe Kerele Rabbi, V'Emrim Lei, Hare Atzom, V'yesh Locho, Rishus, Lodein Avivu Dineknos.
Misled starts 9 p.m. So then you have 9 p.m.
So he has to say the Masmich says to the Nismach Rabbi, and he says, Ariato Somu, Rishloch Rishus Lodin. So you understand the significance of the expression, Ariato Somu, Rishloch Rishus Lodin, because that's the whole Chalizdin of Somu, that Yeshli Rishus Lahir is Lodin. But what's the significance of Kirle Rabbi?
Kirle
Rabbi, the Masmich had to say to the
Nismach.
He had to say Rabbi.
According to Pesach of Mechaber, the Melech was 9 p.m.
He had to say Rabbi. Now there is Rambam,
up to 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon. You see the Levone Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. So in other words, so the Mele, if we say, we can say, in order to answer Tifus Kashi, how does Rashi say that Chidusha Shalvono is only 14 days? But it's Gemara Meforeshes that it's 15 days. So Halapor is 15 days. According to Ramah, it's
Atarayim, it's Atarayim.
But if we say
Atarayim, הלוכים דבייס הלוכים יבים, סדר ספרוס, הלוכים יבים. כשם שהתלמידים חיובים בכביד הרך, כך הרך צורך לך בדי סלמיד אופו וקורם.
כך אומר החכם, יקבית על מיד חכם ולוך, הולך הכי שלום. ויצורך, ויועודו מזויה בתלמידו, ולי אבום, שאם אבונים המענים לאילום הזה ולאילום אבון. דן הלוך ידיום לזה, התלמידים מסיפים חוכם הסרב, ומחיב ללידה. אומר חכמי, הר בחוכמו למדת עם רבי סי, וייסר מחבריי, ומתלמידה ייסר מכולו. וכשם שיצקות נמד לגזרות, וכך תלמידות מחד לרב, עד שייצא מן בשלי סוף, חוכמו מפירו. So the Rambam, considers this halacha, Mich Vit Talmid Chochom Yvoloch Kishaloh. So it's not just it's a real
and the
reason is why one is mechuyev to mechavet almidim. So the Rambam explains so because how the table of mariti mirabei say is a mechaverai and talmida is a mikolo. So that means since talmida is a mikolo, so the real talmid, to a certain extent, is considered like the rabbi of Israel. That's what the Rambam says. That's why it's yikui talmidoch.
The first
shame, shade, cot, mother, it is a good one. Cartel with cot, we had it around. So, in other words, now, in order to get smiche, so he can nismach the wrong thing, but he has to be whole. The whole apostle said,
the 14 days always.
It's mistaken that he doesn't have to, that every nismach doesn't mean that every nismach must know collateral kule. I mean, thoroughly, I mean, they shouldn't have any shyness and his weakness, but he must have the whole apostle, a idea mishutefes in collateral kule. So that means, that in order to be nismach, he must be all the heretics, the collateral kule. So it assumes the form that the masmich says to the nismach rabiak. In other words, it will end. Because if the masmich says to the nismach rabiak, that means that he is an ideal talmid. And that's his prerequisite, that's his qualification. That shows that he is qualified to be nismach. Why? Because he's the ideal talmid. But who is the ideal Talmid? That kind of a Talmid who can serve as a rabbi to the rabbi. So that's why, the Gemara says, Samchem Bishmor,
call the rabbi. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.,
call the rabbi. But so it's
already beyond.
I mean, it is interesting that all the former rabbis and the conservative rabbis, so they adapted the real name of the rabbi. In other words, they don't call themselves rabbis. They couldn't be called rabbi,
so
is a title for one of the songs. What is not a song? So it's called,
rabbi.
So in other words, so why is rabbi not rabbi the title for a somuch? Because in order to be qualified as a somuch, he must be so muflek, bechokhmas ha-teireh,
that he can serve to a certain extent as the Rebbe of his Rebbe. So
in other words, the Rebbe should be able, at the Masmich, the Rebbe should be able to say to him, Rabbi At. So that's a din. I mean, it alpidin he had to, it, the smiche had to assume that form. All right. Now, the Gemara Sikashe, v'chad v'somich, v'yom harav Yehuda, om harav. In other words, smiche is v'shleisho. Now, the Rambam's chidesh is, that's a chidesh. The Rambam's chidesh is,
now,
that even though smiche requires shleisho, but not only smich, masmichim have to be smuchim. Only one of the three has to be v'somich. And the other two can be adiatic. Of course, they have to be deleteiro, but they don't have to be smuchim. So, v'chad v'somich, but one. By himself, without two joints, without two Talmid Chachomim joints. So we cannot be Masmir. From a Rav Yudah Marav, from Zohar Reisei, Shritei, Yudah Beboreshim, Shilmol Yehu Nishtakhu Di Niknosis Li Yisrael, Nishtakhu, Nikrasinu, Elo, Shilmol Yehu, Botlo Di Nishtakhu Di Yisrael. שפעם אחת, גודל מלכוס הראשון, זהו על ישראל, שכל הסמך יורד וכל הנסמך יורד, ועיר שסמכים בו תחורד, ותחומים שסמכים בו יורד, מה הוא עושה יחיד ומבובד? הולך ויושב לו בשני יום דלים ובשני יום דליס ובשתי שכום שמס, בינו של שפעם, וסומך שום חמישה סקיינים. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovel was Masmich, Chamisha Skeinim, Veilein, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Rabbi Meisi, Av Rabbi Nechem, Kiven Shi, Kiru, Veyem Behen, Omer Lehem, Bonai, Rutz, Omer Lehi, Rabbi, Mati, Olecho, Omer Lehi, Harei Ni Mutel Lifneyem, Ki Eben Shein Lo Hefki, Omer Lehi, Zozo Mishom, Achenu Atzu Bish, Shloish Meis, Bumviyis, Shel Barzer, Viyosu Ki Kvo, Like you see, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bo, also the question, so we see that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bo was the only one who was Masmich, that's what the Gemara assumed, but Smicha requires so how was Rabbi Yehuda ben Bo by himself, how was he able by himself to be Masmich all these Chachonim? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, Harina Ave Badai, he had two others with him. Haidu Lechoshim Lu, Mishim Kvedei de Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. Mishim Kvedei de Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. In other words, because in order to emphasize that the main one was Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, so the other Chachomim, the names of the other Chachomim are not mentioned. But he had other Chachomim, two other Chachomim with him.
Even if the people that killed it, they occur without evil, that kufa will occur. The 18th, the
16th,
the 16th, so then we are happy. But if it will occur without evil, the 15th will not be happy. Why? Because if without evil, it would occur the 15th, all we have to do is to be happy. So then it will occur.
How do we know that only one of the three of the Masmichim has to be Samuk? V'hu Shomu, Rav Yehuda ben Bove, Kishesoma Chamisha Skeinim, Achirim Have Badayim, V'haidu Likochoshim Lu, Mishum Kvedei de Rav Yehuda ben Bove, Kileima, Shelohu Yusmuchim, V'hu Hoyo, Iker Asmichim.
Because Rashi,
so that's the Pshat Rashi. In what way was Rabbi Yehuda? So it's not that the Chachom just wanted to comment, but the Chachom was interested in giving comment publicity to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, so they didn't mention it to others. So the Miri says, and the Chiddush HaRambam says the same thing as the Mokya of the Shittus HaRambam. That it means that there are two others.
But so the two others don't have to be smuchim. So the two others won't be smuchim. They were Talmid Chachamim, but they were not smuchim. Now, Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zeimei, why aren't they called? Why aren't they called Rabbi? Because they never got smuchim. They never got smicha. So when you the price in here is So that's an example. Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zeimei, they were not called Rabbi because they were not mismochim. So the two others were also, but they were not mismochim. So because of that, their names are not mentioned. So that's the kvedis of Yudim and Gov. Now, the Shittas Rambam itself, on one hand we see that it has to be a somuch mipisom.
Will occur
with the same on the other hand, the two others who have to join the Somuch, the Masmich, in joining Smicha and the Nismer, they don't have the Smicha. Now, what kind of a deal is it? So we see, in other words, one of the three has to be Somuch, but not all the three have to be Somuch. So we see that in Smicha, in the Chalitz din of Smicha, there are two halachos. First of all, the Smicha means what? Special status. When one becomes a Somuch, so there is a Chalishem conferred in the Gav. He acquires a special status. He's not the same kind of person as one who's not a Somuch. He's a different kind of Gav. He has special authorities. He has a special status. A Chalishem Somuch. So the Chalishem Somuch, the special status that is conferred in a Somuch is to be derived from another Somuch. It couldn't be derived from someone who is not a Somuch. In other words, the authority and the special status of a Somuch has to be derived from another Somuch. Actually, I mean, Smicha is
the first kashi.
There is a chumer chamish.
The first kashi takes it for granted.
No, you don't have to go out.
That chidusha shalavon is important. Not so. Even if we assume that chidusha shalavon is only 14 days, so the kashi is what we call as kashi. What we call as kashi. And the Gemara gives the teretz. Why does Gemara have to give the teretz? Let the Gemara say. Because Achirim holds in Tkufa Geimer. So Mele, if the Tkufa without anything, the Tkufa will be.
So when Moshe Rabbeinu in the parsha in Pinchas, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Masmich Yeshua, so he says, "Vavavito isel tnuot akim vayitzus aneir v'nosato meitcho." So what does it mean, "nosato meitcho"? It means that the authority and the special status of Yeshua emanated from Moshe.
So smicha lideire is not only in the smicha of Yeshua. Smicha lideire is an emanation. I mean, "nosato meitcho" means it's an emanation. So smicha is an emanation. So the masmich, who is himself, who has the special status of a samuk, so he bestows, he confers smicha upon the samuk, the nismach. So mele, the special status of the nismach is derived, it emanates from the special status of the masmich. So that's one din in smicha. In other words, the authority and the special status of the nismer is derived from the masmich. But then there is an inyan of maise smicha, the act of smicha. So the maise smicha requires best
shogim.
So insofar as the Maise Smicha is participating in the Maise Smicha is concerned, so that can be done, that can be exercised, even by Talmid Chachamim or not Smuchim. Of course, the two who join the Somuch have to be Chachmei Atero. But insofar is exercising the mice's Sefer is concerned. So that is can be exercised even by those who are not smichah. But in order that the smichah should be chal, and the nismach should acquire the special status of samuch, so he must derive. So that he must derive his special status and his authority of Rami Zobday. It's an emanation, smicha. So
he doesn't have to derive it from three, he derives it from one.
So the fourth,
but three are needed in order to exercise the mice, smicha, the act of
part of the day.
So it's two separate hours. Two separate hours. So the Ram and the Miri, they both say that the Rambam Smokir is this Gemara. The Rambam Smokir, the other two do not have to be, do not have to be smuchim. So is this Gemara, because Gemara says in the Kvodish Yudim Bove, and it doesn't mean Kvodish. The Chachamim just wanted to give cover to Rabbi Yudim Bove. It means because these Chachamim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudim, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Elazar, two the or three smuchim. So they were three participants in the act of smuchim.
In the act, in the formal act,
but
from whom did he derive his these Chachomim? From whom did Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, Rabbi Nechemya, from whom did they derive their special status? From Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So that's why only Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is mentioned.
Alright. Wat me chashuv lo mishum kvede de rabbi yudin bo. Vitzen mora de kashe, vi rabbi mei ya rabbi yudin bo. Vi samche, vi omar rabbi vachone, omar rabbi yichanen. Koloi me rabbi mei ya ui, koloi me rabbi mei ya ui samche rabbi akive, ine yalateye. So that means rabbi akive was the masmich of rabbi mei, not rabbi yudin bo. So the gemara answers, samche rabbi akive. Samcha ve roi kibu. Samcha ve yudhi ben bove ve kibu. What does it mean? So at first when Rabbi Yudhi, so when Rabbi Akiva was masmichim, so who was the Kabil? Who was the Kabil? There was no board of directors in those days. So who was the Kabil? So when Akiva was the Shaddai in Holy Boy. So who is that mikabel? Who is that mikabel? The chachomim or that mikabel? Or the tzibu or that mikabel? Rashi doesn't say. And why won't they mikabel? Lifishadayin or bocho? What does it mean, shadayin bocho? Bocho means young. He was young. Now, so then, samche Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove v'kibbe. In other words, because then he was older. Right?
What it means with Shlo?
Now the Gil said of the Yigeres Rav Goyen, and that you'll find in the Yud Sefer, you know, that mentions the different Gersoids. So the Gil said in of the Yigeres Rav Goyen is samche.
Means
somehow
that Achirim is Egyptian.
Rabbi Akiva was Egyptian. Mishum de Havi Yenuk.
No, we do pass like
a few words.
We do pass like
a mention.
So,
somehow Rabbi Akiva was Egyptian. Mishum de Havi Yenuk. Because he was young. Somehow Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was Egyptian. So I mean, even though we don't, Rashi doesn't have that gear, but he explains it the same way, so it doesn't make any difference. Now, so it could be that Roy Kiblum just means people didn't recognize him, just people didn't recognize him. Not that Al-Pidin, it had any significance.
It had any significance.
Just people didn't recognize.
So then you have to be mad.
But could be something else. Now the tour, I don't have the tour here.
And the
tour, and also the Mechaber, So in Simen Zion, so the Mechaber, the tour mentions Eshnesarishenim, that he died to be done. So must be, so what should be that if he's a Gimel Shono, so he can be done. It's kosher. And then there's another sheet there that that until he's 18, he cannot be down there, even the months.
You don't be out.
Until he's 18.
According
now,
to Rashi,
where is that halacha in Shabbos? So it's a Gemara in Shabbos. Is it Gemara Shabbos? No. Gemara Shabbos.
So then it would be on the 14th.
In Simen Zion, so no, there are 2 days. And the two in Simen Zion, took a Jewish Pesach in Zion. So he mentions the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Tzion, that on this question is whether to be done, to be dying should be holy, what the woman is.
That's not the first thing.
He only has to be 30 years old, or he has to be 18 years old.
But so Rabbi Yehuda Bar Tzion says it's a machlekes bavin yoshan. It's the same thing.
It's a machlekes bavin yoshan.
And Teisves,
the yoshan that's in Imperial Yehomenes, halochazai. And the Bible and the Tradition is the Gemara in Shabbos, Tafnu Gemara. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say it, but it could be used as a
Gemara.
According to Rashi, I mean, the Gemara in Shabbos doesn't even say
it. So the on the 15th, so it means it's the 16th actually, Alvin. The first, if it is on the 14th, so the first day of the Tkufa Chadosha is the 15th. But not the minute between Rashi and Tesis is, according to Rashi, so the Achirim hold you to for Masri.
Now, the Gemara in Shabbos, that Nun Vorm Beis, towards the end of the Gemara, Bamehim Yitzon.
But actually, they explain the Gemara in the same way.
They fly from the bottom of the Gemara.
Now, if we say you to so that means, if the equinox occurs,
So Yishio was the pshat of Shor. Now he became a Melech. Very young. He was 8 years old when he became a Melech.
So
he was down all kinds of
demons.
In 10 years, from the time when he was 8, when he became a king again, when he became 18. So then when he became 18, he reimbursed every defendant that had to pay by his judgment in the course of the 10 years.
If the Kufa will be on the 16th,
course of 10 years. So
if
that's
the
Shite. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Tzion, the two mentions that one is supposed is not kosher loaded. He's not kosher loaded until he's 18.
So
that's
the more because
Yishio, in other words. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Tzion assumes that it's
because that cannot be
even if he and it's not on the basis of the fact
what will be accomplished.
Maybe he made a mistake.
No, there'll be
because he was too young to be down, but he was not
anything. It
so
be
melee, he reimbursed the 16th. Every defense
all. So suppose
that,
that was determined liable
in the course of all the defense but that he decided. Yishio Amelach in the course of the
so actually the first day of course this new
Rashi says.
So you want
now,
to
but the Yerushalmi
so it won't be in
Perek Yechad in the Momenes, Halacha Zayin says that even if it would give Shono, so it can be done, Kedan Mames, that Yerushalmi says something else, that in the Momenes,
that one who is the
Yerushalmi
of Shono can
be
done,
but where is the Achei?
Hold you to the game here.
So, even if he's 30 years old, but he didn't bring something, so this is different. So the Yerushalmi,
that means
so this, that Yerushalmi you tells everyone to say that he only has to be to Yerushalmi, and if he is Yerushalmi, he don't produce a money, so he can be down in the moment.
If you see that the Poshes reaches out, he can be down.
And this more, the 16th of Nishan, in other words, that he should not be down,
that the not that he's
apostle, the Eved. In other words, he shouldn't be down. That's why. So
so
he reversed every defendant.
Why?
Because since Lechatchila, until one is 80 years old, shouldn't be down. So he felt morally.
We accept the Achilles.
He felt morally compelled,
but we do
to reimburse every defendant that he had in the course of the 18 years,
so
when he was not 18 years old. So in other words, so we see, the Rashi explains, Abin Yechez, Shemotzo Chokiyo Es HaSeifer, Vihien Vidik De Gitero, Uvdineo, Bichsavu Baupe, Vihivin Shemoto, so Rashi is not like Rabbi Yudh
Basson,
because Rashi says the reason is why
Chiyo reimbursed every defendant
is because it's mentioned in Rashi. That when he was 18 years old, so you found the sefer.
It's very difficult to understand. It.
So that means that until the time, Yeshua
didn't know really at all.
But
didn't know
at all. That's why he realized. But generally speaking, there is no such aloha.
Suppose
that one should not be down in the moment until he's 18 years old. But Rabbi Yudh Basson wanted to explain, obviously, did not explain it the way Rashi does.
Because
now the Mephoshim point out the goal of this man,
which all point out
that Rabbi Yudh Basson wanted is not in accordance with Rashi's pshat. Because according to Rashi's pshat, there is no mokia for this aloha, that the dying has to be 18 years old. Anyway, so we see that there is a shit. That one who is not 18 years old
but
yet should not be down. Should not be down. So, Mimele, that's the reason as to why Ricky Blue, because he wasn't 18 years old yet. So Lechatchila shouldn't be down. So that's why they were not
recovered.
But
in one thing, it's certain.
Omer Rabbi Shua Bar Levi, in smicha bechosh loretz. My smicha bechosh
loretz. Shehev kedusha shalivono.
Ilo im eru redayim because it's klau bechosh loretz. What now? But where is it? It's different bechosh loretz. So you can do fosh. It's kedusha bechosh loretz. Elu is amchinam bechosh
loretz.
So, in other words, if one got smicha in the soil, then he moved to chutz loretz. So he can be done in the Knosses,
right.
And even in the Foshes he can be done.
Right.
But
right.
If the etzem so act of smiche takes place in chutz loretz, then it's not effective. Samchim in chutz loretz, pshite. Samchim in chutz loretz, smochim in eretz, ha'am loy. Now, smiche does not require a personal confrontation between the masmich and the nismich. So as long as the Masmich and the Nismich are both in Eretz Yisrael, so even though the Masmich is in one end of Eretz Yisrael and the Nismich is in the other end of Eretz Yisrael, so he can be Smich. And he just sends him Iksav letter, and whereby he informs him that he's Masmich. But so that is, so he doesn't require a personal meeting of the two individuals.
So it doesn't mean we talk about don't
it has to be in the Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Pshita seim chim lichut voretz, mochim loretz, in the mas mechim lichut voretz, and the nismech is in the Eretz Yisrael, who amrin lo yu seim chim, it will do it, amrin lo yu. Because then it means that the mais is mich took place, who exercises the mais is mich?
It is
the mas mech. If the mas mech is a chut voretz, it means that the Maise Smich was exercised in Chutz Loretz, and that cannot be. Elo, same Chim Loretz, in Smoch in Chutz Loretz. So here the Gemara is Safi. Because now, if the Maise Smich
is not according,
but the Smich is in Chutz Loretz, and Smich certainly does not require there should be personal confrontation between the two. So, and the mass mich is in Eretz Yisrael, so one could argue with logic that the smicha should be effective, because after all, the mass smicha is exercised in Eretz Yisrael, but the nismach.
Now,
The Nisrach is in
Chutzlaret.
The Nisrach is in Chutzlaret.
The
Nisrach is in Chutzlaret. Ona.
The
Gemara says Tosh.
Gehich and Rabbi Yitztai.
Alei the Rav Shimon Bar Abba. Lehavi Kabayi the Nisrach.
That's what I mean. It's completely accurate.
So, in other words, so we see that Rabbi Yitztai was very aggravated. On account of the fact that Rav Shimon Bar Abba was not whom Rabbi Yitztai wanted to be masked, not like